that it's generated and surrounds every living thing on the planet. This energy gives power to each and every one of the levels of your mind. Your physical body is powered by this energy. Your emotional body, the emotional level of your unconscious, is powered by this energy. So that emotions are a manifestation of this energy. Your thoughts are also a manifestation of this energy. At the psychic level, it's also about this energy. This is the energy that allows you to transmit thoughts telepathically to someone. It allows you to receive thoughts from someone. The more of this energy that you have for you to use at your disposal, the stronger your psychic ability is going to be. The stronger your body's going to function, the more healthily your body's going to function. The stronger your power of thinking will be, the more your mental level has access to this energy. If you were to run out of this energy on any one of these levels, the level would stop functioning. If you run out of energy at the mental level, you wouldn't be able to think at all. If you were to run out of energy at the physical level, guess what happens? That's when people die. This energy also is what links your three minds. It's what links your unconscious mind to your conscious mind, and what links your unconscious mind to your superconscious mind, or to your high self. If you had none of this energy available, your middle self and your lower self would be completely disconnected. So the more energy you can put into yourselves, the more connected you will be at the conscious and unconscious level. And the more energy you have at the unconscious level, the more energy you will have in order for you to connect with your higher self. So in Huna terms, this energy could be the most important thing you ever focus on. Now let's go over a few things that will either strengthen your energy or make it much weaker. The first is your intake of food and water. Depending on your particular biochemistry, certain foods are going to allow you to generate more energy and store it in your body, and some foods are going to drain you of energy. I'm not going to go into what you should eat or not, because every individual has a unique biochemistry, and there's many books out there on this. But I'm going to give you one way that you can test if something's good for you or not. On an empty stomach, take one type of food you want to test and eat only that type of food. Now wait 2 hours and notice, how do you feel during those 2 hours? If you feel bad, then that food probably is not good for you. If you feel good and energized, like you've actually acquired some energy, then you probably ate the right thing. This is something you have to test for yourself, and you can find the help of a nutritionist or a doctor or someone you trust about this. But I just want to mention food as one of the things that will affect your level of energy. The same with water. If you're dehydrated, your level of energy is going to go down. If you're well hydrated, your level of energy is going to go up. The same thing with sleep. Different people have different sleep requirements. Most adults need about 8-9 hours of sleep, sometimes 7, depending on the person. If you get less than that or more than that, there may be something wrong with you. Not necessarily, but there may be something wrong. Once again, you should experiment. Try sleeping a certain number of hours for one whole week and see how you feel. Then sleep a little bit less or a lot less and notice how you feel. Then go back to sleeping more and notice how you feel. But it's important that you get the right amount of rest. Otherwise, your body cannot regenerate. See, your body spends energy all day throughout every activity you do. And sleeping is one way of regenerating that energy. In fact, it is by spending energy and then regenerating it that you actually increase your capacity to store and produce energy in your body. It's just like exercising or working out. It's really not the exercise or the workout that makes you stronger. is what happens afterwards when your body's regenerating that's making you stronger. That's how you build up muscle. It's not by actually lifting weights. It's by actually having your body regenerate after you've lifted the weights. Another thing that actually affects your level of energy, and you may want to be writing these down or you may want to memorize them, either way it's fine, is your environment. It's what the Chinese call feng shui. The way your environment is laid out actually affects the way energy interacts with you, because your environment is filled up with currents of energy going in different directions, sometimes flowing fast, sometimes not. And your interaction with these energy currents are going to affect the way your body absorbs energy from your outside, from your environment. Learning how to deal with the energetics of your environment is an art in itself, and it would take quite a while to master that skill. I would recommend you to go out and read as much as you can about it. Become familiar with it. Because one of the things that I'm going to ask you to do now is just to go around your room, your house, your apartment, and stand at different corners or different rooms, different areas. Go to the bathroom and stand there. Go to the kitchen and stand there. And I want you to close your eyes once you're there. And I want you to just feel. Feel and notice what the energy of the place feels like to you. Now, if you're not sensitive to feeling energy yet, that's okay. But go ahead and give it a try anyways. If you are sensitive to feeling energy, even better. Go ahead and give it a try and notice what happens. Do it at 3, 4, maybe 5 different locations and then come back to the CD. One way to start to train yourself to feel energy is to rub yourself, rub your body. Take your hands, rub your hands together a few times until they start getting warm, then separate your hands, then bring them close together, both palms. Close together, but don't let them touch. Just bring them close together, almost touching, and just feel what it feels like. You may begin to feel that energy flowing between the palms of your hands. That's right. Kind of like pulsing between your hands, and then separate your hands a little bit more, then bring them back together, then separate them a bit more, and bring them back together. And try to establish a rhythm until you can actually feel that energy in between the palms of your hands. And once you can do that, then just take your hand and maybe rub your arm, or your leg, or your belly. And do the same thing with your hand and your arm, or your hand and your belly. Bring your hand in close, but not touching, and separate your hand again. Bring it out. Bring it in. Bring it out. So go ahead and do this for a few minutes. And once you can actually feel more energy or become more sensitive to feeling energy, go ahead and try checking out another room in the house. And when you're done, just come back. If for any reason you're still having difficulty feeling energy, then you may have to actually give yourself a boost of energy. Have a strong experience of what the energy feels like. And a strong experience that most people can actually feel is having an orgasm. So just go ahead, have an orgasm, remember what that feels like, and just remember that is a strong surge of that energy going through a particular part of your body. And one of the very strongest, safest, fastest way of building up energy is to eliminate blockages. Blockages are literally blocked up energy. So as you relax them until they no longer exist within you, all that blocked, trapped energy that's holding on to your negative emotion, that's holding on to your negative belief, will be free, and you can use that energy to circulate through your body, through your mind, through your emotions, through your psychic awareness, so you can actually use it in more positive ways. So you will notice as you continue to practice for the 21 days and more, how to relax each and every one of your blockages. You will notice yourself, the more you relax, the more energy will flow into you. It is one of the fastest ways of building up energy. You will notice how every day, throughout the 21 days and then the 21 more days, your energy is going to increase, and you may be surprised at how fast it actually increases. At the same time, the more energy you have because you've been relaxing, the easier it will be to relax other spots, other blockages. So it's like a circle that keeps getting stronger and stronger. You relax and generate more energy. By generating more energy, you can relax even more, which allows you to generate even more energy, and so on, building up your energy exponentially, faster and faster and faster. The more you relax, the more energy you can put into relaxing. A lot of traditions talk about achieving emptiness. Well, what does that mean? One thing it means is getting rid, emptying completely yourself from all these energetic blockages so that your energy can through you more easily, naturally. Another factor in how much energy you can actually hold, how much energy you can generate, is how well you know how to breathe. See, most adults don't really know how to breathe. They forgot. When they're children, when they're born, they know how to breathe. They breathe naturally and strongly with their full lung capacity. As they grow older, that stops happening, partly because of blockages, partly because of other factors. So be really conscious of the way you breathe. You want to be able to breathe with the whole of your lung, not just part of it. You want to be able to breathe from your diaphragm all the way up to the top of your lungs and all the way down to about a couple of inches above your pubic bone. That's how you want to feel the breath expanding. So let's try an exercise on breathing that's going to be even stronger. As you sit down, relax, begin to relax your blockages. Just begin, allow your unconscious mind to just relax your mind, relax your emotions, relax your body.